A lot of things were said and discovered to have been said this past week. Now former Raiders coach John Gruden learning that, well, stupid comes with no expiration date, to Tucker Carlson saying, there's no COVID vaccine mandates at Fox News. To Donald Trump demanding, really now, that Republican voters don't vote in 2022 or 24, unless the 2020 election is officially called rigged. There was one moment that stood above all that. William Shatner, who at 90 years not old, became the oldest person and one of only 597 people in the world ever to travel into space. This happened this past Wednesday on the latest flight by Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin. Was the experience an emotional one for Shatner? You be the judge.
It was so moving to me. This experience has been something unbelievable. You see, yeah, you know, weightless, my stomach went up. And this is so weird. But not as weird as the covering of blue. This is what I've never expected. Oh, it's one thing to say, oh, the sky and the thing and the fragile thing. It's all true. But what isn't true, what is unknown until you do it, is there's this pillow, there's this soft blue. Look at the beauty of that color. And it's so thin. And you're through it in an instant. It's what a... How thick is it?
The atmosphere.
Is it a mile?
Two miles? No, I mean, it depends on how you measure, because it thins out, but maybe 50 miles.
But you're going 2,000 miles an hour. So you're through 50 miles at whatever the mathematics
fast.
Are.
Fast. Yeah.
Really, you
know,
fast. It's like a beat and a beat, and suddenly you're through the blue.
And
you're into black. Mm-hmm. And you're into, you know, it's mysterious and galaxies and things. But what you see is black. Mm-hmm. And what you see down there is light, and that's the difference. And not to have this, you have done something. I mean, whatever those other guys are doing, I don't know about that. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity. And the quickness and the suddenness of life and death and my God.
It's so beautiful.
Beautiful, yes, beautiful in its way, but...
No, I mean your words.
Oh, my words.
It's just amazing.
I don't know. I can't even begin to express what what I would love to do is to communicate as much as possible. The jeopardy, the moment you see how the vulnerability of everything, it's so small. This air, which is keeping us alive, is thinner than your skin. It's a sliver. It's immeasurably small when you think in terms of the universe.
After listening to that, I believe we all need to find our inner Shatner.